was about to post in the Facebook.
All right. So real quick, just because this is also being recorded, I believe.
I believe it when my shit turns purple.
Yep, we are in recording mode. All right, so this is the podcast with the main focus on random thoughts, individual perception, and hearsay. Pull up a chair, some coffee, and maybe a shot or two, and enjoy the ride. I'm Oren, your hostess with the mostest. We have Ryan.
What's up?
And Rooster.
It's Michael Sarah, baby.
That's Michael Sarah. And welcome to Stray Logic. Hi. Yeah. Hey. So as of right now, we were talking about, I guess, flat Earth stuff.
We kind of got started on that.
I wasn't in here when it happened.
Yeah, he's going to start bagging on us now.
You heard that? It's us.
The first day I start looking into actual flat Earth shit, it's us.
Are you flat Earthy too?
No. I just told him I was looking into it because I haven't looked into it yet. I got to look into it.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that.
I'm listening to this crazy dude. He's talking about the North Pole and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, let's hear about it. Let's start at the beginning. Talk a little about the flat Earth and what it is.
Oh my God. You're shutting the sound off in your ears?
Or? Yep. All right, here you go. Go. This is your chance.
What am I talking about? It's flat Earth.
Let's hear what you got, man. What's the most convincing thing? Or is it just an amalgamation of all of it?
Yeah.
Adjusting.
Checking your mic.
Check one, two.
Yeah, I couldn't. It was like cutting out.
There, is that better? Can everybody hear us okay?
I can hear you fine.
Oh.
Ours is a little, different. That's what I was asking.
Okay, try that.
But, I don't know. Most convincing thing, water is level. Water is always level.
Yeah.
The Earth is 71% water. Water does not curve. That's the most convincing
thing. There's a horizon with water. Have you ever been out, in deep water? By the way,
I've been out in deep water, yes, but water.
Like out in the ocean? If you look off, it never goes up.
I've been on a cruise. It never goes down.
Yeah, what cruise did you go on?
I don't remember. I was drunk as shit.
Then how would you know? Were you looking for that?
Yeah, I was looking. Yeah, it was flat, bro.
Because I've been out in the ocean and...
It's like attacking. It's like a shark.
I'm not attacking you.
I don't think he's really attacking. He's just... It's two different points of view.
Yeah, because I've been out there and watched the horizon go over.
I've been out. It's been a long time, but I've been out on the ocean on a good-sized boat, not like a cruise ship or anything like that. But it was flat.
How does yours sound through the mic?
Mine sounds good.
Maybe it's just your headphones.
I don't know. You sound really good, but it sounds like we're more faint.
Can you guys hear everybody? If you're in here, can you guys hear everybody okay?
Yeah, we're hoping. Oh, damn. We got tons of people joining already. Cool.
Yeah, but
I'm getting ready to share it on the new thing so that community. So yeah.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, but no, I've been on a cruise and I watched the Earth disappear, and I've also been out there with seeing nothing. Like you only see only at nighttime or like dusk and dawn can you actually see the curvature. And the reason is because anytime before that. It's the heat of the water, the condensation. It just is like a blur. Like if you look off in the distance in concrete or in the desert, how it's like condensation is the process of condensation or like the beginning of precipitation. You know, the sun heats the water goes into the sky. Yeah. Okay, good. Just making sure that you're following me there.
Creates a deja vu effect on hot days, makes it look like water.
Not deja vu, but mirage.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, mirage. Yeah. 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 That's what I was thinking about.
Only at peak times when the sun's not baking the water, can you actually see how far it starts to drop?
Maybe you do. Well, I don't see that.
I recorded it.
I don't see that. Where? Show me that.
Okay, it's on YouTube. I'll have to find it. Okay. This was 10 years ago.
Okay.
I have a shitty phone, but you can see that.
That's the thing now. It's like with my new perspective on shit, I need to go experience the stuff that I have before and look at it again through a different set of glasses.
Yeah, because even in the Michelson-Morey experiment, they drove 6 miles up river and did a laser test, and the laser nailed each time it was on. So it showed, well, there goes your fucking little BB thing again.
Yeah, it ever since, yeah, I can't stop this.
Yeah, so it showed every time it would connect, and it would show that there was no curve whatsoever. It was the same height 6 miles away.
Well, 6 miles isn't far enough. You see 6 miles right now.
Yeah, okay. Allegedly, according to their math, that is far enough.
8 inches per mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 8 inches, you should. I could still stand up and see you. Say if I have a pair of binoculars 6 miles away.
Yeah,
like 6 miles isn't that far.
The elevation didn't change. The laser beam was at the,
yeah,
right. Say we're at 3,200 foot sea level. Uh-huh. Here you're 3,250. You know, point laser.
And who did this study?
It was called the Michelson-Morey experiment.
But who did it?
Michelson and Morey. There was two.
What kind of instrument? Like, do you have, like, the instruments to use? Like, was it actually, like, scientific instruments? Or were they,
yes,
like, just
lasers and shit, yeah.
Well, lasers.
Was this on, like, that, what was it, a documentary or something?
What?
Was this on a documentary?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Tested. There's, like, you could look it up, you could Google it.
What?
It's called Tested?
It's Tested, yeah.
No, is what's the name of it?
No, that's the name of it.
Oh, Tested.
No, Michelson Morey experiment.
Oh,
that's the name.
Okay,
of it.
Yeah, because he's asking what's the name of it.
Okay.
Like, Tested. It's like,
okay.
What's the name of it? Like, Test it.
No, we were just...
No, well, like I said, I can't really... I don't hear us through the mic. I hear you through the mic. I don't hear us.
I don't hear anybody. I hear myself, sort of. But I always hear myself. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You hear yourself. I can barely hear what he's saying through the
mic. Yeah, let me see.
I need to fix it.
How about now?
I still hear you. Oh, that's way better.
There you
go.
It'd help if I fixed the settings on the mic. Well, I mean, we had to get set up.
Yeah. Last minute.
But this one's picking up a recording, so this is actually going to be on the...
okay.
We're going to have that available to us. But yeah.
Yeah, they're saying audio's good
on
our chat, so cool.
Yeah, that's weird, dude. Just kicked me out, too.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, it's good old CastBox, I guess.
Yeah, they call it CrashBox, I guess, from what I understand.
I'm trying to censor it right now, that's what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
They don't want us talking.
But, like I said, like I told you, man, if it was that, if the Earth was that flat, with the telescope, you'd be able to see England.
No, well, you wouldn't.
With the power from the telescope?
No, you wouldn't.
So here's my thing.
Dude, okay, you
or
were just
a laser,
about...
like a flat Earth, it'd be easy
okay,
for, hold on, it'd be easy for like a somebody in England and somebody in New York to find a laser pointed at each other. Because if there's no curvature and there's nothing between it, then
no,
that's a small ocean
for
the longest
work.
Distance. How would that not work?
Because
you got
all this stuff. You got, yeah, dust, water,
yeah,
fucking everything.
We have lasers
paper
that can hit space. Even if you don't believe in the moon, you still hit the moon. They actually have. On the moon.
Yeah, okay.
Hold
listen
on,
what
me,
you're
I,
saying right now.
Let me finish, and then you can talk.
Okay.
On the moon, when they landed there, they put a box down to measure the distance between the Earth and the moon. They use a laser light, and it takes 6 seconds when it shoots the beam to hit the moon and back to determine the distance, how far the moon was away. They placed it there to be able to constantly see if the moon is moving away or closer to us.
Which it's moving away from us,
mm-hmm,
that's
allegedly,
what they tell you,
according to their
yeah
science. Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
4 centimeters per year?
Yeah, it's
something like
yeah
that.
They have like the math
okay,
and
so
stuff like that online.
According to Flat Earth, right,
uh-huh,
the moon isn't that far away. Not out in outer space. It's in the atmosphere.
Which
that's
I have
what,
an article for that. There was a article that was put out, and this is part of my like conspiracy theory lens, that they put out these articles in true science journals, and it was a new science discovery or theory, whatever you want to call it, that our atmosphere is much bigger than
there's
what
different
we thought
layers.
Correct.
So there's actually...
Correct. So this was an extension of our atmosphere.
But it's out there
was,
quite a ways, but it's still within
right
like a...
Right, but it's past
kind of like a bleed off zone.
It's past the moon, mm-hmm, and it's kind of like further. So it's the conspiracy theorist way of saying they're telling us that they never left
well
our atmosphere.
We
to
know.
See, let me finish.
Oh, I was going to say we know
yeah
for sure that
we never left the atmosphere to get to the moon. That this is the conspiracy theory. They put it out there to show you, to tell you that okay, the atmosphere is bigger than we said it was or what we thought it was, and then eventually there'll be another article saying that okay, the atmosphere is actually denser, bigger out than what we said it was. Like it's a baby step program.
Right. Well, and again, I wasn't
not so trying to come
there's
out, no, I know.
There's the atmosphere that we know of that's within the magnetic field, so that it's protected from solar radiation.
It's like our air that we breathe.
Like sorta. That. So like the sun would basically disintegrate our entire like atmosphere like it done with Mars.
Strip it away.
Yeah, so we actually have a magnetic field from the North Pole to South Pole, and that's why we have the Aurora Borealis. So it protects our immediate atmosphere from getting pursed away. We actually extend past that. And how we know is because, for instance, our gravitational pull is the moon. So everything's still, there's still a field out there that's passed. So like our gravity pulls things from the moon and beyond. There's things that get trapped. What they call when it circles the Earth, it's called a satellite. A satellite, people think, is like the satellites.
It's in our gravitational well.
It's a, yes. Yeah. So we still actually have particles of you could say leaked ozone or, you know, whatever it is within that boundary.
I think they said it's basically hydrogen ions.
Essentially
what it is. It's the very outermost layer of our
atmosphere. A lot of people consider our true atmosphere is what the magnetic fields protect us from.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't get solar flares that flash the Earth. That's why we have...
Has happened before.
Though. It has, yeah. So if the sun, the sun can actually send a magnetic pulse and fly
all
our stuff.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time, but luckily they usually
those
face
spots
away
are.
From the Earth. Yeah.
There's one that points out, it's called a sunspot. And it looks black on the sun, but it actually is just because it's not as hot as the rest, but it's a magnetic warping because plasma doesn't run the same way like a solid does.
It's
so it flows in
a
different direction than that energy that's causes magnetic energy. Yeah. Kind of cool. Something, you know, like, and like I said, I actually don't disbelieve that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because the moon is in our, whether you believe flat Earth or not, it's in a gravitational warp of some sort. It has to be kept in suspended
right.
space. And I really think...
No, not in flat Earth, no.
So what keeps it there, then?
It's electromagnetic levitation.
That's what I'm hearing from, like, a lot of it is it's magnetism. What we define as gravity
mm-hmm.
is more along the lines of magnetism.
Yeah,
we just
magnetism.
Don't think of magnetism in the right scale.
And that's why
so
you're
Northern
Lights.
So we think of magnets that, like, stick to our fridge. We have to think of magnetism on the electromagnetic field, you know,
right.
the scale of that. And that's what our real gravity is. That's
yeah.
what I mean.
No, and like
I
said,
don't know.
I'm actually not arguing in a mood. I'm in more
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, no, I just don't
day.
Know.
Yeah, so for me, for a magnet, for something to levitate, there has to be a positive and a negative for suspension to happen. There has to be two ends of it. So have you guys ever, like, McDonald's used to actually sell these really cool things. They're like the Star Wars, like, ships, and they'd sit in there, and they'd rotate in there. You actually, you know, you'd have to put it on a stand on one side, but basically magnetic field kept it up.
Okay.
They actually have things out there that levitate,
yeah,
and it levitates between two
with just magnets,
two platforms, one on the top, one on the bottom. And the idea is it holds it in place because they're strong enough.
Right.
It's levitation, but it's through magnetism.
Right.
So it's not a far-fetched idea, but there would have to be an area. So, like, if you believe the Earth is flat, there's nothing underneath the magnet. There has to be something above it and below it to suspend.
I didn't say there was nothing underneath.
Well, that's you said it was. So it was. It was. The hell? What's hell called again?
It's called shoal. The shoal.
The shoal.
Or
so,
the great deep, whatever.
Yeah, so then...
Who's to say that there's not energy under there? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm speaking from a... Like what we know to be capable of. There has to be something to suspend it.
At least our knowledge of physics. Like,
yeah,
as
physics is. And
so
I think
then maybe
love...
there is something there that does suspend it from the bottom, right?
Uh-huh. It'd be top heavy, so it'd have to be something without gravity. It falls apart.
What do you mean? Something? What do you tell? What do you
so for something heavy? To levitate? So basically, you have to have a force on top and a force on
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
The
either,
magnetic shield field is the
yeah.
whole
right.
electromagnetic field surrounding
so,
the Earth.
Right.
That would.
But it's because we have
down.
A south pole and a north pole. So we our natural field is because the north and south pole.
Right.
It actually it engulfs
due to the spinning of the iron core, right? The molten iron
core. The core, as well as the movement of the molten magma. Around the core itself too, because that's energy
okay.
being pressed against a hot iron core that's basically being compressed under.
Okay, so I want to interrupt you.
And how do they prove that?
Do you guys know
Sorry.
The theory of superconductors? Do you know how superconductors
yeah, there's,
work?
Yeah, there's a. Are you talking like a conductor in general, like
no,
a?
No, I'm talking superconductors.
Explain.
Like, okay, so
superconductor.
Let me get a definition. Let me get an actual scientific definition.
Okay. Because I know, like for instance, an alternator is considered a conductor, and basically it generates its own energy
right.
through you have a copper piece, and, or you have copper around, and it's spinning, and it just builds energy. But let's hear the science. But so
yeah,
for
let me get a definition of it. So I know a superconductor only applies. Hold on, let me see here. This is from Wikipedia,
the most reliable source
right,
ever.
Yeah.
But a source nonetheless.
So this is Wikipedia's superconductivity page. So a magnet levitating above a high temperature superconductor. Oh, this is a picture. Hold on. Let me get past all this crap. Superconductivity is a set of physical properties observed in certain materials wherein electrical resistance vanishes, as in it does not exist anymore. No more electrical resistance.
I'm sorry, one more time.
So it is the set of physical properties observed in certain materials wherein electrical resistance vanishes and from which magnetic flux fields, whatever the fuck that is, are expelled.
So we're talking something that doesn't have drag or like something, no, there's no
right,
force
there's
applied
no
upon
resistance,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Due to an electrical current being applied to certain materials.
So for instance, I've actually seen people take a, like a copper rod and mm-hmm. stick a magnet and just drop it through
slumps.
And it like it's, yeah.
It's like, it's,
so that's considered
a
supercooled up conductor then, right?
It might.
Well, it's magnetic.
It might,
it's a magnetic force for sure.
Right.
But it's surrounded by.
It's really complicated science, and I don't understand it completely. But what I get from it is like you have the rotating hot molten core of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, the next layer around it is rotating in the opposite direction. So that's what drives this magnetic field, is because you have opposite directions of flow creates.
That's what actually
polar.
Caused it on the sun. That they say because plasma doesn't abide by the same. Rules
it's
like water, it all
it's
flows.
A material.
Yeah, it actually just is hot and with energy, and it's just grinding. I guess why the sun has all those hot spots, and it's magnetically, it's just a
it's,
fucking powerhouse
yeah,
of a thing.
Yeah, it's its own magnetic field is what's holding itself together.
Well, a lot of it's gravity. So what causes a star to ignite is that a collection as matter starts to clump, it gains mass. Mass gains energy. Energy gains density. Density gains more mass. So the idea the bigger an object gets. The more stuff it can collect. Well, after a while,
well, that's
you put,
what we assume. That's
well,
a theory. I mean, that really.
Well, no, this
is
how they actually see it in space. They actually
yeah,
see
they
how stars.
See it. They can observe it. But
helium.
It's what
well,
we call gravity.
The two. Well, the two. Yeah,
but,
I mean,
we can't explain it. Like we really can't.
We can only
we can
agree
only
upon. Agree upon like. Yeah. We just know that it affects
things. Everything. Light. It affects.
Well, mass.
All kinds of
mass.
Yeah.
The product of mass is gravity, and it we can see the warping of light because that's the true. And then if we drop something. So,
and time.
Hydrogen and what, helium, the two basic elements.
In the sun?
Well, that's
or
what,
the
I mean, the gathering of those basic two elements, they get closer and closer together, and eventually with the pressure, it ignites, and that's how a star is born.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
Yeah, but, that I mean, and for astronomy, it's your two basic elements that are compressed together over time by a large area, and it just, the stuff starts moving, and then it gets hot. And then it ignites into, because after a while of compression, it turns into the hydrogen bomb, basically.
Yeah.
What the sun is just, it's radiation because it's a hydrogen bomb. It's the same thing that comes off from the bomb that gave people cancer.
Allegedly.
From the hydrogen bomb?
Drink up. No, that's allegedly what the sun is and what a hydrogen bomb is and all that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's conspiracy theories behind all of it, man.
Adriel?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention to the chat.
Yeah.
Brewster's the only one.
Yeah, I'm blowing it up.
Yeah, I always face
like
away
he's not
from
talking
her, so I don't get the chance. Yeah, I don't
well,
get the chance.
Well, that's because I don't know anything about fucking
oh, okay, so,
super magnetic fucking.
Yeah,
or,
so I just thought
superconductors
are really interesting.
I was listening, but like, you know.
They're actual, they're phenomena that we can't always explain, and we get actual physical results of like levitation and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, so that's fucking cool.
Yeah. That's how a lot of the like the maglev trains and stuff like that they work.
The with. Trains are dope.
Yeah.
Yep. And the fucking
you lose tons of resistance.
Roller
you know,
coasters and shit.
That. Yep.
You get them super fast too as fuck. Clickety click over there, pigeon pecker.
Sorry, I dropped into one of her podcasts. She's talking about like training. And she was also talking about some pains that she was having.
Oh, hip flexors?
Well, yeah. So I told her to start rolling her glutes because she works as an Uber driver.
Yeah.
But also, she needs
sets.
To be. Yeah, she also needs to be stretching her hip flexors or her psoas.
Yeah.
So I've been looking for her to tell her that. And this
yeah.
is my first chance I get to say something because
right
that's
on.
The second. So, like, there's stretches for the psoas. If you look at it, it's PHS, psoas.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how to spell it. To be honest with you, it's a hard word. But they also call it the hip flexor stretch, and it'll help alleviate a lot of back pain.
We do a lot of yoga, so...
Yeah, we actually
we
all
know.
Three have been doing yoga.
It's fucking incredible for you.
Yeah, if I get a chance to talk about fitness and it's to help somebody, like, I
yeah,
my brain goes one track. I can't help it. It's in my DNA. Obsessive compulsive.
Yeah.
But, so again...
Do you have, like, 10 seconds you can give me?
Yeah.
Can you grab the bottle of wine out of the other room?
Yeah.
Oh, here,
I don't want to try. I don't want to try to.
No,
pass
go ahead
anybody.
And talk a little more about flat Earth.
I want to hear
okay,
more
cool,
about
yeah.
flat Earth. Like,
all
what
right,
was
get
what
it.
Was the? I want to hear the revelatory things that like made.
I don't
want to
argue
like,
about it either. I just talk. I'm in to talk.
Yeah. I just want to hear like what made you subscribe to that. Like, why is
well,
that
like I was telling you earlier. I was, okay, so this is. I'll put the picture up on our Facebook page, but I was sitting on the back of my car back in 2012. and I was reading a book, and these fucking light beams shoot across the sky, and I look up, and I'm like, that's fucking weird, because the sun's 93 million miles away. How in the fuck are light beams shooting straight, flat across the sky, lighting up part of, like, one cloud, but not the other cloud? It kind of made me think about it a little bit, so then I started looking into it, and after I started looking into it, I was fucking like, there's no fucking way that the Earth is round. Because even if you go to Walmart or Target or whatever fucking store you have that has universal stuff like clothes and food and, like, just, you know, like a Walmart, and you go there and you pick up a fucking globe and you flip it over, in the base of the globe it says, not for educational purposes, because it's not fucking true.
It doesn't say all that. It just says,
yes, it does. It says not for educational purposes. It says that exactly.
No, because it's not fucking true. That the last part.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't say that. It's though. Not fucking true.
Yeah, but it should say that because it's a lie. They even tell you, you could go, okay, listen, they even tell you, even in Obama's speeches, he's talked about, we have never been outside lower Earth orbit.
NASA said the same thing.
NASA said that, okay,
well,
lower
he just
Earth
said the orbit.
Orbit
too, or the,
what?
That the atmosphere,
yeah,
is further out. Than
okay,
the top
now,
ones.
Now that was before. That was before they said that.
I'm not sure when that article was written either. So
I need to check it out. It was like 2-3 years ago, something like that.
See,
what? Well, I mean, again, he's
well. That's what I'm saying. It's like
Obama's only been out for 3 years.
That's what I'm saying, and Obama said this before this article.
I don't really trust what Obama has to say.
But I'm telling you, they tell you all the time. Okay, listen. What do they call it? The horizon. The horizon line, right? Sea level, right? And then what do they always say? What's the one phrase? We're breaking through the glass ceiling. That's your fucking dome.
Those are sayings in English, though. They're not in all languages.
Yeah, but okay. But there's more.
So metaphors are like, I'm dug myself 6 foot hole in the ground. It doesn't mean that I'm
that
literally digging myself 6 feet
in the ground.
Yeah,
but you're going to die. But still, what do they call it that if that's not what it is?
Because they're terms. You have to understand.
No, get out of here. They're telling you the truth.
Relax, bro.
No, because you're trying to argue with me.
Well, yeah, the idea behind this is that we have opposing ideas, and debating requires us to be able to argue, but argue without getting emotionally attached to it, right? I mean, that's the whole premise.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, and
dude,
I'm not
fucking hard, dude.
I'm not though.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
Well, and again, so a lot of those are just sayings. Those aren't like actual scientific. Yeah, like they're not. There's no. I'm going to use this word in context. There's no gravity to that. So you can't use, because I can make up my own saying, and if it catches on, if it trends, and you have to understand too, a lot of
that was in 2019. My bad.
Yeah, see, it just came out, and that was like what?
February of this year.
Well, again, we don't know and again, I don't really trust anything that he says, but I mean, that's just my own
science alert from NASA.
That's cool.
It's a legit article.
But I mean,
a legit article
by mainstream.
Yeah.
Sciences and services.
So even NASA themselves tell you, okay, let's roll with the globe Earth situation here. Okay, so we live on a globe.
Mm-hmm.
We fly to outer space. We go to the moon. Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We cannot. They even tell you that there's a big radiation belt called the Van Allen radiation belts that we cannot get through without them fucking dying.
So let me interject here, because I do know a few things. I've seen NASA's things on this. So the Van Allen radiation belts, in conspiracy theory, they say that if it's true, we went to the moon. NASA had to fake the footage coming back because of the Van Allen radiation.
The radiation affecting the
footage. We had shielding that kind of prevented, you know, shit from hurting humans too bad, but some of the astronauts still ended up getting kind of sick. You know, cancer is a genetic disease as well as it is an exposure disease.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you're genetically predisposed
really
to get it, or you're just not going to get it sometimes. That's why people can live to be 100 years old and smoke cigarettes for 40 years. Like,
that's
crazy. It
right?
does happen. Like, it's weird.
It's fucking nuts.
But a lot of the astronauts do have radiation sicknesses and diseases and cancers and stuff like that.
They're exposed to high levels.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Extremely high levels. Well, you're exposed to high levels just flying on a plane. Imagine being miles above that, you know. Allegedly.
And like from, yeah.
But then again, so NASA has said that, you know, we are figuring out the shielding now on the Orion capsules that is part of the SLS space program,
now.
Which is, I worked on refitting the crawlers. Not that I'm a big part of, you know, NASA's big space program or anything,
But I did a little bit of the physical work, and I got to hear about the program and stuff like that. And I saw the Orion capsules, at least mock-ups of them. Actually got to get inside one. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
It's badass, dude.
If you fucking look at the...
I don't know.
The capsule.
I'm of the theory that there are entire industries out there that are just out there to fool people.
Yeah, okay, so let's...
So I don't know if NASA is legit with 100% of their shit.
Let's start from the beginning a little bit on that. So NASA is basically the scientists that
leftover Nazis.
Yeah, from Nazis, mm-hmm. Okay. So NASA in Hebrew actually means the deceiver. Okay, just to throw that out there.
Okay.
So if you look at the capsule they use to go to the moon, uh-huh. It's made out of fucking goddamn shower curtains and aluminum fucking foil and tape.
Aerospace technology is surprisingly flimsy and thin.
Yeah, they
okay,
have to.
And then
you look
at the little fucking car they use. It has like a lawn chair and shit on it. Like, you make how much money a year? All this fucking money. How much? Can you Google how much money they get a year? It's
Ooh,
fucking retarded. NASA.
Oh, billions.
It's retarded. How much money they make.
On a scale of like what the United States government puts into it, it's like less than 1%, though.
It's still
NASA.
But
NASA
to
at the
make
time
your
of
fucking...
the space race was getting 5% of the global GDP of the federal GDP. So of the American taxpayers paying money,
yeah.
NASA was getting 5% at the time of the space race.
Yeah.
Right now they get like 0.8%.
So
and if you
the
look...
word you're referring to is actually NASA. NASHA, but with umlauts and stuff, to the word of deception, not NASA, NASHA.
Yeah,
but
same
NA
thing.
Language gets modified.
Well, you have to understand, this is written in
time.
Hebrew, too. This is a Hebrew word, and it actually might have a different pronunciation, so it's like, just because they're pronounced similar, they're very different words.
But then there's also ancient lore and
it goes into the demonology
words,
stuff
words and language being like spells and magic, and if you twist the words and make them sound different but they still mean certain things, you're deceiving people intentionally by using language, which is a tool, which is a
right
it's
well, one
of
the many tools of the devil.
Exactly.
It's so, like speaking in tongue almost.
Yeah,
anyway, so like okay, you look at the logo and it says NASA, right? And it's like a blue circle and then it has the two red lines through it. That's actually supposed to be conspiracy. It's a snake tongue coming
so
in. So it goes in with the deceiver thing,
removing
but,
any emotional attachment to any of this, because I'm actually coming at you with no emotional attachment.
You're
getting a little heated, but that's okay. I like that.
It means you're passionate.
Yeah, and I am too on the opposing side, but at the same point in time I really do want to have a legit conversation about it.
Okay, so I'll just keep going and then just let me.
But here's the thing too, is a lot of the times if you're looking for something, you can find something.
True,
so the problem I have with a lot of the conspiracy stuff.
But that's
stuff,
the thing, if it like look into Flat Earth, you're
well,
gonna
here,
find
let me,
all of this.
But again, I can
this.
I can also do the same thing in return. And a lot of it is not so my biggest problem, and this is something I learned in college and it's really really big on this, is credible sources. A lot of your sources, you don't come from credible sources, it comes from people who are looking for stuff. So and you have a collection of people who are all working together. And as soon as a question comes up, everybody's trying to bring their ideas into it. There's no one – there's accepted things in the community of the flat earthers that everybody kind of accepts, you know, like the lack of gravity, for instance. It's an exception. But then you have everybody on the radar kind of saying different things about different things. So why I support science over that kind of stuff is because there's – the idea is that one person comes up with an answer and everybody tries to disprove it. That's the job of the community. They're not in global like working together to try to prove something.
Yeah.
They're all working against each other to try to disprove something. The problem is I think the language of the universe is math. It's not speech. Math kind of puts the whole universe into this. And sometimes the math doesn't add up and they even say, we don't know.
Okay.
And
like their math doesn't add up.
And that
the needs
to be okay too. We need to, as a society and as a
be
culture,
able to
people,
accept
like,
the fact we just
don't
know.
Know.
But there's, and that's where like string theory came from. That's where dark matter came from.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, a lot of things where they're just like, this just doesn't make sense. And sometimes when you talk, it's kind of cool because I think the biggest problem with the flat earth thing is that like the suspension in fluid and stuff like
in
that.
Water, yeah.
I think they're thinking too small. I think that where the universe is the size it is, and that could be expanding in like a flat thing. Like maybe we're just an atom floating on the actual, like, I don't think we're the center of the universe. I think the universe is too big. If you look through a telescope, you feel minute. However, there's, I think that you can almost say that we're like, we're a speck floating on the ocean that could be inside of an actual dome, because
so far what we see of the universe looks like a dome.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a dome.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So like,
well, like we only know what 5% of the fucking ocean. So what do we even really know about quote unquote space?
Well, we actually can see the ocean. We have haven't discovered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
explored. Yeah,
gone
explored.
Fucking,
explored. We've mapped it all. We
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is
like, and it goes how fucking deep? Like, come on.
It depends on where you're at.
Yeah,
are you guys aware of what fractals are? Do you know what a fractal is? Right,
explain it to me. I might
like
know.
Like a Mandelbrot fractal.
Oh,
so it's a Mandelbrot fractal. So it's like the idea of infinity was within the universe.
Oh,
so
that
a fractal. Have you seen those things where it's like it looks like the same picture and it's forever zooming in on itself or zooming out? But it's the same picture over and over and over.
Oh, yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it looks like an island, and it gets closer, and then
yeah,
another
exactly.
island, and
another,
closer.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it just so that's a Mandelbrot fractal. So that's basically the idea of the universe. It, all the way down on a quantum scale, we have
it's
these
a universe
little things like
universe
orbits,
of universe.
Yeah, and it never stops.
Kind
of
like at the
yeah.
Like at the end of Men in Black, where the fucking
uh-huh.
zooms out,
exactly.
the aliens playing with
that's
a little fucking marble.
So I almost feel that that's more of a truer thing.
Yeah,
like that our universe is trapped inside of something.
Yeah,
more so than
well,
our
see,
Earth is trapped inside of something.
Oh,
I think we're a part of something bigger than just this Earth.
Okay, I could go with that, but I still believe that we're in some kind of like, let's say, okay, so it's the dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over the earth that the Bible talks about.
One version of the Bible, correct?
Yeah.
No, it's in the Quran too, I looked.
Yeah, but
because you brought it up last time and I was like, I'm going to fucking look at this. So
yeah, but if you're using theology too, it's hard to base multiple different sources of theology.
Some I'm just telling you what it says.
Some
yeah.
stuff
so
is literal, some stuff is metaphorical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
so
hard to decide.
I actually do
so I
believe
like
that
yeah.
space doesn't really exist. It is fucking water. Because if you look at the stars, they twinkle like a twinkling star, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It looks like a light underwater. Like if you go to a pool, throw a fucking glow stick down there, and that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like when you look up in the sky.
Do you know why that happens, though?
Oh, because they're like burning fucking balls of gas and all this other shit.
No, they're not burning.
If you really look at it, though, like if you compare reflecting light from a pool on, like, say, the side of a house or whatever you're reflecting light from the pool with against whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then you look at the stars, the same.
So you know how to tell the difference in the sky between a star and a planet?
Tell me. I don't
the stars know. Twinkle, the planets do not. They're a constant light.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's easy thing to look at.
The only reason you can see the planet is because it's being
reflection.
Light is reflecting off of the surface.
It's just like the moon. Like, yeah. There's times the moon goes through cycles. The sun is actually it's a reflection of the sun.
Yeah.
Stars, light actually so far away hits in waves because the sun doesn't do that.
Well, doesn't Flat Earth believe that the light from the moon is its own
like its
own
source?
Light,
yeah,
okay.
Its own
source.
Okay.
Okay.
Says that in the Bible.
Throw that
yeah.
in. Just to throw that in there. I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, I've heard him say that before.
Okay.
But it's good too because they might not know.
Yeah.
So if we look back, again, the sun is so close that the light waves are very close together. It hits us immediately. Within 8 minutes, the photons that have been bouncing around in the sun because the size of it, we could fit a million Earths in it, the size of it. Is,
allegedly.
Well, again, let me stop. These guys are going to be drunk. So we have a rule in here. If it says allegedly, you have to drink. So, you know, slow down, guys. Alcoholics here, allegedly. So the photons, and this is just because it's so dense. The photons are constantly bounced off. It takes them a million plus years for the energy that's been kind of like, you know, because like the idea behind nuclear radiation or nuclear fusion is that it's creating energy.
Yeah.
So the photons are the energy, and it takes up to a million years to 10,000 years for those energy sources, those photons, to go from there outwards. When it hits us in 8 minutes, so they're fucking flying. Okay. So
about 186,000 meters per second.
Okay. So
that's
we're really close to that now.
Miles per second. Sorry.
If you take a star that's further away, we're talking light years away, light comes in waves. Well, our universe, it has to get through. Like, is a wave. Yes, absolutely. It has to actually travel through our atmosphere, and it just affects it differently. And I can actually look it up. I can actually go to a peer resource, or I could just pull up something on why stars actually do that. Would you want a peer source, like something that is accredited, or do you just want a source itself? On why
yeah,
it
just
does
give
that?
Me a source.
Okay.
That's fine.
So, because we actually go over this, and that's actually what I learned in my astronomy class, the difference between a star and a planet, how to find it easily. is planets don't blink. They are constant because it's the light's so close, it just doesn't have time to really
We see a dip, and then that's when we actually can measure the distance that it's away from its star or when it's passing in front of
Yeah, so if we watch it long enough, it should red phase or blue phase, and that's actually how we can tell if it's moving towards us, because anything that's moving towards us is blue phased. They call that's what the term is, or red phased if it's moving away from, because light extends, and that's actually part of Einstein's theory of, like, Einstein actually came up with that, and he's like, he noticed that from driving away from a clock in Germany.
Color spectrum?
Not the color spectrum, just blue shift, red shift. They actually call it blue shift, red shift, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to look this up real quick. Fluid. I can't read the chat, so
yeah,
I'm looking.
I'm trying to keep up with
So if there's anything that pops up, just let me know. All right, so why do stars twinkle? Because the turbulence in the atmosphere of the Earth.
I don't believe the floods are a myth either.
Yeah, no.
It's been proven. There's archaeological evidence of global floods multiple times over.
I believe there could have been flooding, but I don't believe it was I believe it is more isolated than it was complete. Like, I think it happened at different times. I don't believe at all the whole Earth got flooded, because there was just nothing big enough to save all life that was, unless there's a reset.
My whole belief with that, before you go on with your thing, is what?
Oh, I pulled it up. Go ahead and finish.
Before you finish, it's like, take a basketball, pour fucking water on it. You're not going to flood the fucking whole basketball with water. There's going to be parts that are going to be dry. But then you take a bowl, flip it upside down, you stick it to the table, put a little hole in the top, and pour fucking water in it. The water is going to fill up the bowl. That's your biblical flood on a flat earth. It even says that God opened up the sky, right?
Yeah, but
flooded the earth
again.
Now, I'm just saying, this is why I believe this stuff is, because it's more, to me, it's more.
When that stuff was so, let me finish this and then we'll get into that, because that'll take us on a tangent against each other. Because of the turbulence in the atmosphere of the earth, the atmosphere churns, the light from the stars reflected in different directions. So when it hits our atmosphere, and if you ever see, it scatters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a prism. Actually, that's what refraction is. It's this reasoning of light.
That's why you can see rainbows and shit.
Yeah, and it's actually why our star is actually white. The plasma is white, but it comes through yellow or red in our atmosphere, depending on the refraction or the direction it's refracting. Yep. That causes the star image to change slightly in brightness and proportion. And then it talks about ours, about how it changes this. Mm-hmm. So that's why they do that. Where the reflection of light, it's a direct reflection. I mean, they're so close that's happening. So there's one. The second part of that is the reason I can't use theology, because it's not straightforward. And every book's a little bit different. It's not black and white. See, now if it was black and white and it says this is this,
there's a
this
lot of
is
interpretation.
Yeah, because again, out of looking for something, you will find something. And again, when you're trying to take a one language that has terms and words for this, and trying to translate it into another language, because the Bible's been translated into multiple
many
again and again, and most of them have, every one of them, but the Quran is actually more common.
I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah.
But my problem is it's left to interpretation. As a matter of fact,
most
denominations actually say to read it, to interpret it your own way. So you
four different ways to read every type of scripture.
Yeah. So, and for me, that's a problem, because that means you can find out of each version of theology, whether it's denomination or whether it's different religions, you can find what you're looking for it. So it's written so many different books, you can eventually find, if you're looking hard enough for an answer, the specific answer, you can find it. And that's a problem I have with it, is it's not black and white. If it's black and white and it says this is this, this, and this, and we couldn't disprove it, it's like, damn, this is pretty straightforward. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But I just can't base my...
I have a hard time with scripture too, because it's hard to decipher.
Well, once it's left open, again, you're supposed to read it with an open heart.
And that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get that. Like, that's the whole point of scripture, is to get what you need out of it. But, you know, when it's difficult, because I think there is truth to it, because that's how humans used to tell our true history. That's how we used to tell our stories.
I didn't find any articles about how water stays or falls or rotating. Okay.
Yeah, I had to read that a couple times too. But.
Okay, well. This is why I asked that. So
which part?
Oh, I asked them to.
I remember I can't
okay,
read
yeah,
it,
yeah.
So I'm lost, and neither can they too. Because remember, this is being recorded as well.
Yeah.
So we're live, by the way, guys. If you haven't noticed by now,
and we're bouncing off of our
Okay, so I asked them to Google, can water curve? And this is your answer when you fucking type it in, can water curve? Water can't curve. There is no lab experiment or natural phenomenon that can prove water curves due to gravity.
Okay, so
Earth is 71% water.
We're talking about you're talking about literally curving of water.
Yes.
Can I see this real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this might be a bad example because there's a cork in it. But if you look, I set that down right there. There's actually a straight line on there that does curve. So most water actually has a bubble in the center of it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is a science experiment I did in the second grade. I need a clear cup. So it's actually, there's a name for it too. I'm going to look up the name because I don't remember. This is a science experiment I did in the second grade. Water has the little bubble, the bubble, I guess it would be called. I'm not really sure.
Okay, as you continue on to that, as you're Googling that. So the next one would be like, do buildings lean away from you, right? Okay, so you're on a sphere. Buildings should be leaning away from you. When you're far enough away from them, they should be leaning away from you. So you should see like the base to the face to the top. So it should be at an angle, right?
How big of buildings are we talking?
I'm talking skyscrapers.
Oh, I've never actually seen one. I've never actually like.
That actually makes a lot of sense. So.
So as you're driving into Las Vegas, do any of those buildings lean away from you?
So if you're here, and you're coming from a far enough away on the curve, granted it's supposed to be 8 inches per mile.
Yeah,
so
8 inches per square mile.
Significantly farther away, but the building, you should be able to track that. Laser. I mean, you should be able to. I don't know.
Yeah, so, and that's I'd have to. A lot of things too. Our brain fills in.
Yeah.
Our brain fills in for perception.
Okay.
So.
This is according to their
answer.
That's
very true.
So you Google this. Do buildings lean away? And it says, not to any degree noticeable by the human eye, and cameras are simply not going to have a wide enough field of view to be able to detect or measure any lean of buildings or objects away from each other.
Yeah, well, you have to remember cameras are 2D representations of our 3D.
Okay,
yeah.
So then
all the time, every screen you look at, you'll never see true 3D.
Okay, so that answer being said, how do they know that the Earth curves 8 inches per square mile?
It was, well,
just
again,
by
you,
math with
yeah.
shadows.
Okay,
well,
originally,
so he actually wasn't 100% correct.
He wasn't. He was
actually,
miles,
yeah,
like
he was he, for his, so why
for
that
the,
story's brought up so much.
Okay, let's
is,
talk about that
hold
story.
On, let me finish, because
yeah.
they might not know it.
Yeah.
So he was actually what they're impressed with, because this actually came up in some of my classes
Do
too.
Do you know who we're talking about?
A certain guy, if you look it up, is a Greek philosopher.
Copernicus?
It could have been. If you could look it up real quick, I'll tell. So why this guy comes up so much, because he's the first guy to wonder, because of the sundials. Kind of, he had some questions, so he actually wanted to see how big the Earth actually was, because he thought it was flat. But he did some experiments and found out in calculations how big the Earth was, and that the Earth was round. So he actually was really close, and they were impressed, because he was the first person to not only say the Earth is round, but told basically how big it was. And because he was so close, he's been kind of like idolized in memory. But he wasn't the actual, he didn't actually tell you the size of the Earth. He was close. It might be a weirder name.
Yeah, excuse my pronunciation, but Eratosthenes,
something like that. Some crazy Greek name.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's a Greek name.
So let's talk about that. How did he perform this experiment?
They know the distance between the cities, and he sent somebody to another city, and it was a measurement of some sort. I'd have to look at the. It's been
okay.
a long time
it's
since
a, it's
I
a measurement it. Of some sort between two cities
right here.
When they didn't have.
He's going to tell you.
Okay.
He measured the shadow of an obelisk on June 21st at noon. He discovered that the sun was about 7 degrees 14 foot from being directly overhead. He realized that because the Earth is curved, the greater the curve, the longer the shadow would be. Based on his observations, he hypothesized. Let's see.
If you can read it too into the mic so they can hear you.
A lot of this is boring, irrelevant shit.
Water meniscus.
So it says he was basically between 0.5% and 17% off the mark just by using shadows and an estimated time of day.
Okay, so here's my thing, though.
This was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, okay. And?
Roughly.
We know that the sun has cycles,
yes,
and it moves through the sky.
Yes.
So he measured one on one day and then measured one on a different day at the same time, right?
Again, he just read the experiment. I don't...
Yeah. Okay. So the distance between the sun and the earth at that time in one movement of one cycle in one day.
Well, again, he wasn't perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he was very accurate, and that's why. Yeah, he was close, and he's the first person to be there.
Okay.
By the way, it's called a water meniscus.
That
the bubble
you're talking about?
Water meniscus. Oh, okay.
And what
so
is
I'll look into that.
What is it?
It's surface tension.
Right.
Surface tension causes water to bubble.
Well, that's got nothing to do with gravity. That's surface tension.
No, well, I mean,
if
all
I
water has surface tension.
But
so
if I put
to
a surfactant on that water and lower its surface tension, then that goes away.
Well, that's just, again, like I said, I experiment when I was in the second grade.
Yeah,
so.
But that's surface tension, not demonstrating gravity. That's
no,
surface
gravity.
Grabbing,
so
surface
here's,
tension
here's
grabbing
something Galileo
the,
did.
It's grabbing the side of the glass that it's in.
It's going this way.
Right.
Not this way.
Right. Because the very edges are pulling out, but then the surface tension in the middle is trying to keep it up.
Galileo actually did a thing, and the church called him a heretic for it.
That happens to a lot of people that speak the truth.
Yeah. So when he did the experiment, the thing was, is he said that gravity's real, or something about gravity. He said, check this out. I have two objects, right? And it was a big object and a small object. He says the church would say that both objects would hit the ground at the same time. Galileo said they do not. He used a heavy object and light object. The heavy object hit the ground from a tall building, hit the ground first. And he says, this is your proof that gravity is real. And he actually had several things like that where eventually they just put him in they locked him up because he was going against what the church said. But the church was wrong. And like this was the big story on him. I write a paper on him.
Okay.
That's where I learn a lot of stuff. So I mean,
believe in gravity. It's
well, again, and that's the proof that
MythBusters did an experiment that was interesting because this was like you could take two objects of drastically different weight and put them in a vacuum, and they did
take away drag.
Yeah, they put them in a huge vacuum. It was a bowling ball versus a feather, and they hit the ground at the same time.
Yes, so
there's no drag from the wind.
Yeah, there's no drag at all, and the idea is that they both accelerated at the same speed,
but. Same could be true for magnetism, in my opinion. If a magnet is pulling all things in one direction.
Well, magnet only has an effect on certain objects.
No, our understanding of magnets, dude. What we can grasp at this scale.
I don't think we can go imagination based on our reality.
Imagination, because the electromagnetic fields of our planet pulls in all different kinds of ions and
well, that's
cosmic
different.
Particles. I know it's different because it's on a different scale than what we can experience here on Earth. That's kind of the whole thing. This is a global scale. This is a universal scale. We really don't know.
But
this is opinions bouncing off of what we're trying to figure it out.
Again, I don't think so. It's without having a way to kind of like hypothesis. There's no like that's a hypothesis, but with no way to like it can't be used as a.
Well, like I said, it's buoyancy and density. That's what it is for me. How can the gravity of the Earth hold the moon in fucking orbit around the Earth? But a helium balloon can float up into the fucking sky.
Buoyancy and density makes sense to me for water or liquid.
Yeah,
well, it's
not,
the same thing.
Gas.
Okay, so.
Well, you're talking about a gas. So there's three different types. There's actually
states
four.
States of matter, yeah.
States of matter. There's
solid,
plasma,
liquid,
solid,
plasma,
liquid,
plasma.
Okay,
and gas.
And it applies to all of it, right? Okay, so you have a piece of wood that's this buoyant, right? So it floats. And then you have this rock, which is... more dense,
right?
Right,
it's heavier than water,
okay.
So it sinks.
So then it sinks.
Nobody's denouncing density.
Okay, so it's the same thing with the air. Same thing.
Well, we
with
went
air.
Over this.
Okay, so
the air is really, really expanded. It's not dense.
Well, air
all.
Is gas.
Right.
Okay, so what you
gas.
Just
but
well,
gas
let me finish. Let me finish.
Gas just means the particles are opening.
Okay,
yeah,
so I obviously weigh more than this helium balloon, right? So I stay here. The helium balloon floats up because it's lighter than the air.
Right.
Right? I'm more...
Dense
in the air than
the helium balloon.
So it goes up. Same thing. Okay, so gravity holds the moon in orbit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tidal waves, all this other bull crap, but a fucking bird can fly away or a helium balloon can go up or these thousands of pounds clouds stay floating in the fucking sky. Like, it just does not make sense to me. Gravity.
Well,
how then explain to me how can this balloon float up in the air.
Because you're talking about extreme differences in between helium and oxygen.
Yeah, but helium, not gravity. Gravity.
Hold on, you asked me to answer a question. You got to let me answer your question. You can't just go yelling without letting me answer first. Okay? When you have gases, and gases sit, there is a such thing as density. You are correct. There is nobody's arguing density. Nobody's arguing, like, there's no argument on your end. Your argument is that's the only thing there is. Correct?
That
there's no gravity, that there's only...
That and electromagnetic, yeah.
Okay. So, extreme gases, they sit at different... It actually floats in the atmosphere at a certain level, too, correct? Like, we're talking that a helium balloon doesn't just keep going floating into space. It actually floats to a certain level because that's where that's the highest it can go when it compared to the density of...
As far as I'm aware, it only goes that high because then the balloon will pop from the exposure to the sun.
Well, it's,
and then the gas is released.
The gas expands with
it's
less. For instance,
yeah.
If you take a balloon and you blow it up, there's a change in pressure in air.
Yeah, atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, so if I let go of the balloon's going to...
The closer we are to sea level, the higher that atmospheric pressure is. At sea level, that is one atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, so like in space, the reason why they say your lungs will explode in space if you try to hold your breath because you have an area of no...
Yeah.
It's a massive vacuum.
Yeah.
The air
it's
would
trying to
suck.
Pull the air out of your lungs.
Yes, because everything wants to equalize. And for water, that's called osmosis. For oxygen, it's just it's pressure. So it's the difference between high pressure and low pressure. And that's...
Like our weather system.
Like our weather system, exactly. So water, if you put... Like, for instance, when we just sweat in our gym, the water rises. But we all know water is denser. It's not as dense as air, but water still rises. So, I mean, there's kind of a flaw there. So if it's strictly density, water would only... It would condensate immediately and sink. Because
in some places it does do that.
But all water is
at
the same level.
There's sea level,
right?
That's what we're talking about, sea level. But he's talking about density specifically.
Right.
And so I'm targeting density as an example.
Yeah.
So, for instance, condensation is where something like the surface of your glass, if it was wet because it's colder than the room, that's condensation. Precipitation is when it elevates, moves, and comes down. So the idea is that the cycle of precipitation.
Yeah.
So density wouldn't work because water is a heavier molecule than, so it shouldn't flow, right? If density was truly a thing, if water wanted to stay at sea level without rising, because
the vapor, the clouds are water vapor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like,
micronized particles of
water.
Yeah.
You used
the gas.
No, it's still water.
It's water molecule.
It's
water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's heavier. Right?
Uh-huh.
It's not... Density falls apart right then.
Then explain to me how do clouds stay in the air when
because
they weigh thousands of pounds?
Well, just same as the smoke machine today. And same as
pressure down here. There's more pressure down here. The water is a vapor, so it is expanded somewhat like a gas instead of being condensed in liquid water. So it's expanded like a gas, but it's just micro particles of water. And then it's up above the pressure. The pressure that is down here because we're closer to sea level, right? That's my understanding.
Yeah, and
that's what I get.
The idea between the sun heating one side, it actually creates...
Well, as the sun
it moves, it pushes things.
And
high weather, low weather. Yeah, exactly. So
the weather cycle's dynamic. It's influenced by a lot of different things. The cold water in our ocean, that influences our weather more than anything, really. The sun... Mm-hmm. And the deep cold waters of our ocean, and us dumping all kinds of shit into our ocean, and
that's a whole different. That's a whole different.
It's fucking up the weather cycle.
Yep. Yeah. But I mean, like I said, there's a problem with density right there. So density falls apart, and again, water always moves to sea. The idea is all lake streams and rivers move to sea, and that's due to gravity as well,
or osmotic pressure.
There's
more. That's kind of
I'm not talking clouds either. I'm talking
talking on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
floods.
You have the big ocean. You have this big sink, and it's like all the water is just being drawn to it because like it wants to go there.
Well, again, all lakes lead to oceans. That's what that's supposed to be. All rivers lead to
all
oceans.
Rivers,
yeah,
not lakes.
Most bodies of water though are trying to lead to the ocean because the idea is high
somewhere.
Sea level, low sea level.
Yeah.
Or higher. You know, like we're at 3,500.
Yeah.
Our sea level is 3,500 feet, but. And I don't know what that is in Swedish stuff. Kilometers per square inch or whatever. But everything gravitates in one direction. you know, it's hard to denounce something like gravity. It'd be easier to use a different source. Again, density is a
They tell you they don't even know what gravity is.
Well, the gravity is the energy.
Who's your favorite fucking guy? Neil deGrasse Tyson, fucking moron. Yeah, why don't you go look that up?
Again, you can't get passionate. Don't get.
I'm getting passionate because
what
cause
it does is
it
discredits you or your. It discredits you.
What? Because I get passionate.
No, if you start yelling,
yelling though. I'm not even that loud on the thing.
I don't know. I can't see it.
Oh, well, anyway, so Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's in an interview with this lady, and she.
Are you gonna say the flat thing where he's making?
No. She asks him because he's some astrophysicist or whatever.
That's actually yeah, it's okay. Like some shit like
okay.
that.
So you Google his name; it actually says actor underneath it. But
he's
anyways,
an actor too.
She asks him, "What is gravity?" And this is how he answers: "Gravity. We don't know what it is. We just don't know what it is."
Maybe as a force.
He likes, because when you, here's the thing. We're at this weird point in our sciences, in our understanding of our universe. We're transitioning from classical mechanics to quantum mechanics. Classical mechanics is all the stuff that you and I can observe and like we
like
realize
laws
it,
and stuff like the apple
easy,
hits the head.
Stuff that makes sense.
Yeah.
Quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
Yeah. When quantum mechanics hit the scene back in the, 50s, 60s, 70s, somewhere in there when it really started getting theorized, when we could kind of see on a microscopic
a
scale.
Level,
yeah.
Yeah.
When we got down to better tech and we could like kind of
was
see
that where
how
you
things
used,
were getting up.
Where something becomes something becomes.
A Mandelbrot fracture.
Mandelbrot
fractal. Yeah. Fractal. Mandelbrot fractal.
Just type it in the group chat.
I can't even say it, let alone type it.
Fuck, I forgot where I was going with that.
So you fucked him up.
Well, he's talking about quantum.
Quantum mechanics and quantum theory hit the ground. You know, like if you talk to people whose life work is in the quantum realm and studying quantum mechanics and quantum theory, they're goofy.
Yeah,
because that realm works really different.
Kind of like
the one that we
fucks
see.
Up.
Yeah. Cool. It's kind of a spooky, and Einstein didn't like it. Tesla was a huge fan of it. Like, yeah. So like, it's a weird science to get into. And when you get into that, you start seeing things kind of a little bit differently, on the quantum side, because you see correlations and causations, and then you can see effects. And like gravity as a theory, the way that I think Neil deGrasse Tyson talks is from a quantum
yeah
perspective, well, and like the way he says things people don't get because they think from a classical
people forget too is gravity is different on different objects. The bigger the object, the bigger the pull. Mm-hmm. It's actually
and the most powerful thing of gravity in our universe we don't understand.
Well, and how do you explain to somebody too that there's three dimensions? There's time, space, and
four, and allegedly up to 11.
Well, I mean, what we know, I
with like quarks, you know, like
yeah,
subatomic
yeah,
particles,
yeah,
and
where
stuff
they
like
shoot
that.
Off in
yeah.
different directions and shit like
yeah,
that.
Shit can exist
but
in two different places.
What we know of, what we can prove, we have time, space, and gravity. Right, those are the three effects. Or time, space, and something. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Well, anyway, gravity as we know it, basically, in the best way to describe it in a physics class, is they take this sheet of sorts and put something in the middle of it, mm-hmm. and they roll a quarter down the side. Gravity has a pull to it. The idea is that it's always moving. These other marbles are nuts, mm-hmm. and they'll put it on this big blanket, and there's spots where there's gravity, there's other spots where it's just kind of an openness. Yeah, but it sits on a it's on the tip of my tongue, but just because I said tip of my tongue doesn't mean it's on the tip of my tongue.
You said they use blankets for this.
Well, they're trying to show a four-dimensional universe on a 2D platform, so they're trying to show you that like by having an object here with mass, it has pull. That's the best way to show gravity. The bigger the object,
okay, so
the more the pull.
Explain this to me. They hold a blanket out.
Okay, so imagine a flat plane.
Okay,
they have a sheet stretched out.
Okay,
the sheet is space.
It's symbolized
okay,
fabric
and they let
of
a,
space.
They let a marble go.
Well, they put
a
bunch of different stuff on
like
there, and they show that
okay.
it,
they
this
have
has this much effect.
And they have
yeah.
a marble, and then they have different size, different mass objects on this plane.
But you can see the different.
You can see the different depths depending on the mass. So when you roll things or put things by it, if it's a deeper cone, because it creates a cone, the
yeah.
heavier thing is, it's a
yeah,
deeper
cone yeah.
then the thing spins tighter towards that. If it's a lighter cone, then it might just be really lightly affected by it and keep going. it'll put a little curve in it and throw it off.
But that depends on where you put it on the blanket too,
absolutely.
Because the blanket has a so the middle is the weakest, obviously, because you have
it's a constant tension. Again, they're showing.
Yeah.
But you have to think of the blanket as infinite. It goes on forever. It's the whole universe.
But the fabrics of space and time.
That's why they use it. That's why they use a blanket, because it's showing the fabric.
They think of the universe as fabric on top of fabric on top of fabric on top of fabric, like an infinite fabric. And anything that sits in, like its own material. And anything sits in it has the same effect of putting that baseball on that same fabric. It has a pull to it in different dimensions. So in different areas, that's gravity. Is that something? And you almost see it in water. When you put something in water, like, it's just existing there, but things kind of pull to it. That is actually magnetism or of sorts. But there's a space-time continuum, and in it, there's the fabrics of time. In that fabrics of time, this is how we refer to it. Every single object has a cone type thing and pulling all directions.
That's gravity.
Yeah.
So
it's as a massive object, the furthest reaches of its gravitational pull that
is based on its mass.
It's
based on the mass of it. So like
certain objects that weigh more have a bigger well.
Well, and it's, for instance, and this is kind of strange, and this is something for you to think about. If you think about Jupiter, they say it's either Jupiter or Saturn that can float in our oceans because the density is different, but the psi, because it's gas, it's so massive that the pull, I mean, it affects the rest of the solar system.
Yeah.
It even affects the sun. The sun bubbles towards either Jupiter or Saturn.
It's Jupiter. It's the biggest planet in our solar system. And it's also that planet we have to thank for still being alive.
Because it pulls everything in.
Everything.
Yeah.
All the little shit that would normally fuck us up, it just sucks it right in.
Yeah, the sun actually feels the effect of it. And the effects of the sun is on Jupiter. It has 37 moons or 67 moons or some shit like that.
God,
yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people see
those in there for my flat.
Yeah, poor fucking Angie. She's over there drinking her coffee. She's like, I can't feel my heart. Because the anytime you say allegedly, you have to drink. I don't care what you drink, it.
Yeah.
But again, that's the space time. Like that's the.
Yes, Jupiter is a big vacuum.
Responding
to that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you can actually see the moons and stuff through the telescope. Like you. Harold has a badass telescope. That's somebody you're going
to
want
to
see.
Fucking tell him to bring it over here.
Well, it's like
I told you I'd look through it.
Yeah, and I'd love to do it as soon as we...
But
now
like
that we're
I said,
doing this too,
the pictures easier. That NASA gives you is not what it fucking looks like.
Well, again, so like, for instance,
she
when
she is
they,
drinking coffee, by the way.
I know she is. I know her now.
It's morning
she's like,
time over there.
She's like fucking four cups in right now.
It's like 5-6 o'clock
so,
over right now.
Yeah, so like, here's something to think about too, is a lot of the times... When they take a picture of something, the information they send, so even if I send you a text, is actually numbers and it's like zeros and ones.
Yeah.
It's also huge. The pictures they take is an amalgamation of like 30 million pictures of like the Earth, because it's so fucking big and it's dozens of different satellites.
And you have somebody sitting there and they
compile it.
As soon as they bring it in, they do edit it a little bit. All photos are edited in some way. Even a computer from one computer to another, it's edited.
It's different. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just computers. I mean, that's just nature. Like,
and I think that's the conspiracy theorist picking out the thing, trying to find something. Saying,
yeah,
you know,
and I think there's credible things out
there,
though.
Edited, so it's like they take it as CGI.
Yeah.
But you can look at NASA's, hey, this is the planet Earth, and they've done it from the 60s all the way to now, and they look different.
All the pictures look different.
The sizes of the land masses look different. Like,
I think technology is getting better.
Maybe the stitching together.
That's hard.
Okay, but let me bring this up real quick because it makes like a valid fucking point.
Yeah.
Everybody's aware or what's the word I'm looking for? Like knowledgeable.
At least mindful of.
Mindful of. Universal Pictures, right? Universal?
Yeah.
Like in movies,
the company.
Right?
The company.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Universal Studios.
Yeah,
Universal Pictures.
Back in 1927, produced the first image of the globe on TV without knowing what the globe looked like, okay? It wasn't until 1958 NASA was formed, and it wasn't until 1964 the first picture of Earth was taken from space. So how, back in 1927...
I didn't want to ruin it. I was going to let him finish before. Maps,
right?
You know how accurate our maps were?
We
in like
maps.
The 1700s?
Yeah, to make a globe out of it, though? Come on.
Cartography
knew.
Was an art form. Like,
yeah,
it was
they really actually already knew the Earth was round, and they were...
Aliens, yeah.
Like they actually knew the Earth was round. They actually have fucking maps. The best maps ever made are made back then. Like, they are so fucking accurate. Yeah. Nowadays, our maps are shit compared to those.
There's maps back then that show flat Earth maps.
There is.
Yes,
so
there is.
Maps are here. So I forget when the first round. I'm trying to, again, I don't have the information.
Yeah,
I have
to
get the information.
There's maps of all kinds of fantastical shit, though. Like, there's the one that, like, I'm even kind of not subscribing to, but, like, makes sense to me that there's more landmass.
Yeah,
there's
what
they tell us.
Which they say.
Even if we're still on a sphere, even if we're on a globe, I can see
the
world being bigger.
For you guys out there, Emerald Richard E. Byrd did a excursion or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah, expedition.
Like that,
down to what would be on the globe, down to, so in quotations, allegedly, to Antarctica. And he said in an interview on TV that there was more landmass that we didn't know of past Antarctica. So in Flat Earth theory, Antarctica is not just a single part at the end of the globe. So it's more like if you would...
It's a border town.
Yeah, it's a border. So if you look at a pizza crust, so Antarctica would be your pizza crust on...
Surrounding
flat
Earth. The
oceans. Yeah, yeah, surrounding, keeping the oceans in... And then your dome would start at the foundations of the Earth in Antarctica, or what would be right outside Antarctica.
So the earliest Greek known to have made a map of the world was Anaximander, a 6th century BC before Christ. He drew a map of then the known world, assuming the Earth was cylindrical. When he did it, he didn't include the Americas because he didn't know it was there. The first Greek to draw a world map using the assumptions of the spherical Earth was
that guy.
Yeah, so this name is more sophisticated than my reading. And this is India Times that wrote that one.
Yeah. So that's an interesting thing that you bring up anyway. So, like, they sit there and, you know, you have all these different faiths and religions, but they still call it BC, which is before Christ, right? So then they acknowledge that Christ.
They actually have a different word for it. AD?
There's another one.
Right? Remember, we're a Christian-based society. You know the other one I'm talking about, too, right?
It's like it's called, like, after death or
Anno Domini?
Oh, no, I've always heard it called after death. So it's like before Christ,
there's
and then AD
before
would,
the common era.
Oh, is that what it's called before Common Era?
BCE is before the Common
BCE,
Era.
BCE, and then AD, which is, I think it's Anno Domini, isn't it?
Well, see, that's...
Anno Domini.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that just means, like, after...
After death. After Christ.
Okay,
death.
Yeah.
That's how it was explained to me.
That's how I got it, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Anno Domini and then BCE. But yeah, so...
Yeah, Stephen King's Under the Dome. I like that fucking series. That was a good series. And, you know, just to bring that up, since if you watch that series at all, right after the dome gets put into whatever the fucking town is called, I forgot. But one fucking part of the dome is covered in monarch butterflies. That goes back to the MK Ultra
Project Monarch.
Yeah, Project Monarch, which is the same thing if you watch the new Godzilla movie. Antarctica is actually base 32, and the people that are looking for Godzilla and all these other beasts that are in the world are actually called Project Monarch. Yeah. Fucking funny, right?
Yeah.
Well, like, it just, I don't know, it just fucking blows my mind that they make this movie. Antarctica is where, like, the big ass monster's at, and it's called base 32. And they're called Project Monarch. Just the numbers and the fucking... I hate watching movies.
Just notice all that shit.
Yeah, Oren hates me because I sent him so many fucking pictures of all this shit. Sitting there watching, I'm like, oh, look, see this 23 on this car right here? I told you, bro. Like, look at this 32 right here. Oh,
so
like, did you see the one I...
By the way, the most accurate map that was made of the Earth as is was made in 1507.
By who?
You really gonna make me say this?
Okay.
Martin Waldese Mueller.
Okay, probably. Like, sounds like a German.
It's WALDSEEMULLER in 1507.
Is he a German?
It doesn't say. It just.
Oh.
And this is.
What article?
Academic.
Is that?
academiceuporia.edu/h_map.
Hmm.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's. 1507. So they actually knew a lot. Like, so the choreographers, what is it called?
Cartography.
Cartography. Yeah. They were badass, dude. They were like
cartographers.
Yeah, yeah, like those dudes knew to a T. And a lot of our maps still to this day, like our best ones, are based on their information.
They're more accurate.
Other
than what we can do from pictures.
Satellites, like, yeah, their maps are fucking badass.
Yeah.
So 1507. Sorry, I was still on that. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, just doing the research before I...
So she loves movies like Marvel and horror.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
What?
Lay it to her. Let her know about the movies.
What? What am I leaning into her?
The globe. The.
Oh, I was just talking about that while you were reading that.
Oh.
So in every movie, there's a 32, a 23, and a globe. In every fucking movie, there's a 23, a 32, 32, and a globe. If you watch Spider-Man movie, not Far From Home, but it was the one prior. Homecoming. Okay. There's a part where Ned is in Spider-Man's room, and he brings up this little fucking tracking device, right? And I'll put this picture on our Facebook. Brings up this little tracking device, and it's a flat Earth fucking map with a dome over it. Hmm. Yeah. And it's like, it's a projection, little projection thing.
Oh, a little hologram.
Okay, yeah, so now here's another thing, too, by the way, and I did research on this. Why do globes have a sticker on this say, not for educational purpose, if the Earth is a globe?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, yeah, let's hear this. Okay. No, I want to hear this. Yeah.
Macro di Gorlormia. These fucking names. 40 years a scientist. he wrote, because they are made, because they may be out of date, the national boundaries might have changed. The distance might be only approximate, and the lack of accuracy required to be used for it to be, and may lack the accuracy required to be used for education.
Plus, our Earth is not a globe; that's an oboid sphere.
But they
so they're lying to you, right from the
well. No, they say that they're made for like that time zone, but like boundary strains, country changes. Like this should not be used for education. Textbooks and stuff.
So then, why do they use them?
They don't use them for education.
Yes, they do.
Have you ever? I've looked at globes in classes, but I've never.
Globes, yeah, but not really. I mean,
like not as our textbook, not as set on table. Like this is the globe. Like I've only got to play with them and spin them, like in the libraries.
The globe is really good just to get like
an actual like representation.
Yeah, because it's impossible to take a 3D object and put it in a 2D space. So and get everything accurate. So you can take the best map in the world. And you cannot put it on a sphere.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit. They actually have 50 different maps because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why you see the weird designs of like, you know, those odd curves and weird edges on
the maps. But then it distorts size.
Dimensions are very weird because
there's putting a round object.
They can all exist at the same time, but they cannot.
They have ones cut like a fucking jigsaw puzzle. What's it? It looks like a Michelangelo painting. Like
Picasso.
Yeah, Picasso. Yeah, because it's like all like. But they're trying to show the representation of the actual size.
Yeah.
They tell you that like half the sizes aren't even what they're supposed to be.
On a map, because usually it's drawn for... There's actually a really cool thing I wanted to send to you, but I thought I'd have to fight you about
it. So you want to check this out? I got this picture right here. Look.
Oh, yeah.
They can't see, so...
Boom. You
can see it, yeah.
Yeah.
What? He's gonna post it on the Straight Logic Facebook
page. Oh, well, let me see it before you post it so I can see it.
This was in a Marvel movie. It was in Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's a city, though. That's a protective barrier on the city, isn't it?
I have no idea.
No, it's Spider-Man. There's no. It's not fucking.
I'd have to.
It's the city though. That's not the world.
No. Yeah, but still, it's still flat, and it's still got a fucking dome.
Well, again, you're showing it's a hologram of a 2D. It's. So, I believe they're trying to show.
I don't know. I'd have to look at the context of the
scene. Yeah, I'd have to.
Just see like what he's pulling up right there.
So what's happening? Okay, so what's happening in the Marvel movie is they have this hologram, and he was unaware that there was a tracker in the suit, and it projects this image, so they're trying to find the bad guy, right? Or they're going to fucking, where was it, London or where? I fucking forgot where they went in that movie. But
which one is it?
Or they went to, it's Homecoming. I think they went to Washington, D.C. Yes. Yeah, because it climbs the Washington Monument.
By the way, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, if you've never been to Washington, D.C., there's some weird fucking spooky symbology and symbolism all over that fucking town.
13 ghosts Masonic, and the nun. Yes.
Masonic symbols and all that shit.
13 ghosts, I can definitely confirm that one. I've watched that one many times, one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, I was talking to Angelique. She was,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And the nun, I've only seen once.
Somebody named themselves David Cameron.
That's fucking funny.
Sometimes they'll do stuff like that. They're trolling you.
Who's David Cameron? I'm confused.
Isn't he make Is movies? He
a... No, that's
no.
James Cameron.
James Cameron. Oh, that's sorry, David Cameron. Yeah. I was talking about James Cameron. But if you would name yourself that and come back, I'd fucking be tickled to death.
James Cameron's fucking
he did Avatar, yeah. Titanic.
Oh, okay. That's where the name sounds familiar.
Terminator.
Okay. Yeah, on movies, saw that. Yeah, Terminator, like I said, you see sometimes what you want to see out of stuff, I guess, yep. Whether you want to or not.
And your brain fills in the spots.
Yeah, it does. It's actually, yeah. So a lot of times illusion.
Interesting theory that I was hearing the other day, and it makes sense to me, but if you're not hallucinating, you're dead.
Well,
your brain is constantly hallucinating your reality. It's pulling in perception, and it's filling in the spots, and it's making
it
shit
just,
up
actually,
just to
they
make
say
sure
it
that
can't
you're
process.
Comfortable.
It cannot process the world around us.
Nope.
It actually will even make things disappear. If you look from one side to the other, all this stuff is—it's too jumbled,
scrambled,
too much. So it only can process so much at once. That's true, and that's why I think the skyscraper thing. I don't think we can.
We might not be able to perceive that. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
who fucking knows? That's what I'm saying.
But engineers might know about it.
You're dead. I think that was a cool fucking
thing.
Yeah,
that is
cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I think engineers though might know. I mean,
they might. Yeah.
They might have like the math to it. Like they're like, yeah, well, this is why we have to do this.
But, and even then, I'd be like, fuck you, I don't like your math. So.
I actually know an engineer. He does theoretical engineers and stuff like that. Maybe we get one in here and ask him about this.
I know mechanical engineers.
That'd be cool.
Well, I know one, he had to do like the most sophisticated math to man, and he had to like, he failed it 3 times before he got it right. It was so hard that like, it's no longer into numbers.
It's
into,
fuck, yeah.
Yeah, it's like no longer numbers. It's representation of numbers with like a symbol. And the symbol plus.
Sigma.
Yeah, like what's that?
Tan and cos.
Let's pass that.
So you have trigonometry and then you have calculus.
Cal 1, Cal 2, Trig 1, Trig 2. It's past that. It's in like theoretical maths.
It's stupid.
Yeah, so... Yeah, well, and so like Good Will Hunting, it's theoretical mathematics.
Yeah, the stuff that they
impossible
questions on the chalkboard.
He had to take a class like that to get his final doctorate's degree in like,
that's crazy.
Like, I forget what kind of engineering. I'll get a hold of him. He lives in Kingman.
So I just posted that picture for Spider-Man Homecoming. What I was talking about, whether he has the holograph of the city, the flat Earth, and the dome. So if you guys want to go check that out, it's in there.
Oh, yeah, and again, I need context on that.
And I just accidentally fucking exited out of the goddamn
Yeah, do it again?
Chat. No, the chat.
Oh. Yeah, so, again, I'm not trying to argue with you, but I'm just so far not as sold. Like, nothing really jumps out at me and says that your information, for me, is accurate. Again, I think
a big
problem
of
mine, too, is the Bible.
Yeah.
Not because
that's
not because
be a lot
of
the people's problems. A lot of people's problems.
And again, it's interpretation for me is not credible. Like,
it's
I can't.
Foundational.
Yeah.
Okay, so then where do you stand on, like, the number thing in the movies? Because I've sent you multiple pictures, multiple photos.
So, actually, I read about this once, and then I looked it up. A lot of the times, the studios that people come out of, like for art movies or movies like that, because a lot of the movies that you're talking about are like from the same, I think, okay.
It's every movie.
Yeah, but all the movies in the mainstream media, directors.
Okay, so like.
Hold on, let me explain my part.
Yeah.
Because I'm not actually discrediting you. I'm just telling you what I know, like based on what I've seen or heard, is that a lot of the actors or a lot of the people who direct movies come from the same classroom. So, like, they go to the same college, and actually, like, the 23 or 32 or some shit like that is the name of the class, is the number on the door of the classroom they attend for movies.
That's only for Disney.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't
know.
Yeah,
that one.
Sounds like paying an homage to
Yeah,
it's more of like, this is.
Well, I know for the Disney movie, it's A113. I know that. That
yeah,
one's on everyone.
So that's one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard that that is a similar thing amongst most.
But I'm talking international films, even like, you know, films from fucking China.
So what's your thing about 23 and 32 again? Like,
bootlegged films. It's like,
I would love to watch. Do me a favor, if you will. Watch some Bollywood. Is that what it's called? Bollywood films? And see if it's in those India knockoffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They actually call them Bollywood. They actually have a lot of their own movies.
Check this out. So this is a Disney movie. It's funny that you brought up Disney. So this is a shelf in a movie called Disney's Puppy Dog Pals. So look at the shelf.
Yeah, I see
look
that.
Look at the shelf. structure in the background. It's the molecular structure for LSD.
That's dope.
So there's all kinds of symbolism in movies.
You have
like
people
that.
Making this?
Yeah. Oh, come on. You're telling me a guy that does cartoons for a living hasn't done acid before? Like, come on.
Well, I think the people that are into are passionate about it, too. Like,
what, psychedelics?
Psychedelics and other stuff, too. You know.
Wait, keep that shit up because most Disney fucking cartoons are awesome.
Well, the guys
I've
who are.
Like a lot of them.
And the guys who are, like, what's it called? Like, editing or auditing it?
Yeah.
Have no fucking clue. Like, I would have never. I would never
see
that.
It's just like the Dick's conspiracy on the fucking Little Mermaid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, they put
the artist. Yeah. The artist drew that damn movie for 3 years. They got bored as fuck, so they put golden dicks all over the place.
Big
cover,
old
like,
fucking dicks.
Yeah, yes. And it's like, okay.
Hold on. You ready for this, Angie? Allegedly.
Yeah, she's going to be fucking jacked through her
guilt. Yeah, I got so much coffee. I love listening to you guys. You guys are the best. Oh, God, I can't feel my heart.
Yeah. Here's a Reddit. Subreddit, it's called LSD. Disney knows how to party.
So, I think that's why. So, just similar film crews are homage to something.
But you also get.
I really don't think that's it, though.
That's probably not all of it, but I think it's some of it.
I mean, it really does have to do with like. I really think it has to do with the Illuminati fucking symbolism, because even in movies, you always see people getting shot in the fucking left eye, or their left eye is covered, or fucking. All of them, dude. It's like all
you see,
over.
But I'm not familiar with a lot of stuff, so I don't see it, but I'm not looking for it. I'm not looking for the Illuminati stuff.
You pick apart every fucking
thing. I don't want to, though. I don't want to know. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, you guys keep talking about the stuff. I'm perfectly happy in my little world where I get to watch a movie.
That's called cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, I'm cognitively distanced myself happily.
Well, like,
can I say happily cognitively distanced myself? Because I get to watch a movie and enjoy it.
Okay, so you've seen The Lion King, right?
Yes.
Okay, Scar, right?
Uh-huh.
His scar is on his left eye.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's your symbolism right there with the left eye. The Illuminati.
Wow, what? That's one.
It's all over if you watch
it. I don't want to watch it. I want to enjoy the movie.
You watch... Oh, fuck.
Okay, so what's Danny, by the way. Danny's from Australia.
Dope.
So, what's up, mate? Hold on.
That's so fucked.
I used to have a buddy I played video games with. He's like, my name's Jack, mate. Yeah. I was like, oh... I'm like, so your name's Jackmate? He's like, no, my name's Jackmate. I'm like, okay, yeah, Jackmate, I got it. He's like, no, you idiot.
My name's Jack, mate.
I was like, the fuck you trying to tell me? You're Jackmate. Okay, I get it. He's like, God damn it. He's like, you fucking Americans. He's like, he's like, no, all right, shut the fuck up. He's like, Jack, we call like dude or bruh, like mate,
yeah.
Jackmate. He's like, you get it now? It's like. I'm going to call you Jackmate. And that's what I called him every time. So from that day on, and I played with him for like 2 years. I just called him. I was like, what's up, Jackmate? And he's like, you're fucking dumb.
I had a dude. I had an Australian dude that I played Xbox with. His name was Farknell.
Farknell?
So, yeah, so with an Australian accent. Farknell.
Yeah, from that day on, actually, to this day, I'm like, have you guys ever anybody talked to Jackmate? They're like, yeah, we talked to Jack. I'm like, no, Jackmate. Jackmate. So, yeah, that's a funny story, but... Down there, I used to ask him questions like, hey, go flush your toilet for me. Like, what way is it? So, hold on, brought back. And he'd never come back. Because he's seen the Simpsons episode. He just get off for the night. I'll be right back. I'm going to go check my toilet.
So funny.
Yeah. But, you know, so we can actually get people in here from down under.
Sweden.
Sweden, yes.
All over the place.
Yeah, Sweden, too.
I want to visit Australia so bad. Dude, that is the motherland for reptiles.
And a 1-10 ratio for men to women.
That's not bad either.
Okay, so, you play with fucking reptiles a lot. Do you know the deadliest snake in the world? The most venomous snake in the world?
Depends. Do you want the sea snake or the land snake?
I want the land snake.
You want the deadliest snake in the world?
Yeah,
the most toxic. It's the banded sea crate. Banded sea crate.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't fucking know. How the fuck are you asking me? Yeah. This guy's
it's got an LD50, like, dude, it's fucking crazy. Like,
where is that located?
They're in the ocean only.
I meant the land one. I said
you want the land
one. Yeah, I want the land one, yeah.
Eastern Taipan?
Okay, inland Taipan?
Inland Taipan.
I was just making sure.
Yeah.
It's a badass snake, though.
Dude, they're fucking gnarly.
When are you guys bringing me a snake? I want a fucking snake. I want a big black one, so I can chase the kids with it.
They're not big yet, but I have black pines. Black pine snakes. They're like the gopher snakes that we have around here, but they're solid black.
Black.
I've got boas. I've got retics. I've got berms.
You know what? Something I would really like A motherfucking applause. Do you want to know why I want a motherfucking applause?
Why?
Because I came into a flat earth conversation mellow.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't.
What?
You're the one that got it like crazy.
Yeah.
You did, dude.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
That's what
like,
he does to me all the time.
Yeah.
So I
but
came at you rationally.
Okay, okay.
He knows psychology. He's like, fucks with you.
Yeah, I know.
Don't purpose. You do that.
I know he
don't
does it because I know a little bit of it. But
that's
I
why.
See small bits
yeah.
of it.
Like, don't you do that
that's
to
why
me,
I sort of
bro.
Really smile because I see it.
Don't you do that to me, man. I came into this thing, bro. I came into
with
it nice and relaxed to talk.
Yeah.
You guys can't put that on me.
Yeah.
I came in here to have a conversation because
no,
you're like,
yeah.
let's. You guys are talking about the flat earth. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Today's the day. Let's have at it.
Well,
and
this
then
is, this
you start
is the
yelling
thing
at me.
Of, this is the thing a lot of people don't know. Like, right before we even started this fucking podcast, you were trying to put me to sleep a minute ago. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But you, I did, okay.
So
I,
then he was like, he was already fucking with my head right there. He's like choking me out, looking into my eyes, and I'm like, fuck you. I'm not tapping out. I'm going to sleep. Yeah.
Daddy's here. Daddy's here.
Yeah,
daddy's
and then you know what he does? He doesn't let me go to sleep. Instead, he fucking wrist locks the shit out of me. So, like, mind
so,
blows me. I'm like,
yeah.
wait a minute. Something just
that's
went wrong.
You.
He didn't
you,
put me to sleep,
he's
dude.
This.
Okay. Hold on. So, on a side note to that, so. A lot of times when I submit him, and I did this with a chess player once, a really good chess player, I mind fucked him to beat him at a game that he's really good at because I made him think that I was really good at chess. I'm like, bro, I am a top level chess player. I'm like, I will beat you. And I've not played a lot of chess. I'm like, I will beat you in a way you've never been beat before. And I just kept telling them, like, bro, nice move. I'm like, that's a good move, but just wait, man. Just wait. You're going to see something happen here in a second. And I beat him. Because I mind fucked him the entire time. He's looking at all these different like moves, and I was playing simple chess where he's playing super advanced. He was doubling up. He played three versions of me. He played the version that he thinks is the best me. The version of himself that's trying to beat me.
Yeah.
And then me. So he was doing a three different version game where I was playing a simple game and just beat him twice. Actually, I did that because I'm like, bro, yeah. you have to understand, I'm one of the best at this game. And the second time he came into it, he had fucked himself even worse. So I beat him faster. Yeah. And so for you, a lot of times when I'm grappling you, I play it like that chess game. I'll go for one thing and can make it seem like I'm committed, but the other thing's already coming.
Yeah.
Today, I saw that there was no quit in your eyes, and I was like, I could put him to sleep, and this would be funny. Another funny story. Or I could fucking submit him and make him my bitch. So what I did is, as we were going, I saw that you were starting to go out. Your eyes are starting to close, and you were starting to fucking like get that stare in your eyes that was – when. So when you're going to put somebody to sleep, the quickest way to know they're going to sleep is they stop trying to fight you. So there's fighting, there's fighting, there's fighting, there's fighting, and then there's this calm before they pass into the next realm.
Yeah.
Their body starts to
– Angie's jumping off for the day.
Oh, bye, Angie.
Bye.
We'll miss you. And now it's James Cameron left. And our listeners who are asking me to please, please, please post a cast so they can hear it later on. But anyway – you know when you know someone's going out, you absolutely know, is they just stop fighting. They accept it. It's a term where their brain's processing.
Nothing else.
Not enough blood, oxygen to the brain now to process anymore. It's just waiting. It's a waiting game now. You can actually watch somebody wait to pass out. And it's a weird like acceptance of death. It's pretty cool. I've done it to you a few times.
Yeah.
I want to experience it.
Yeah. I'll choke you to sleep right now. It means nothing to
you're
me.
Gonna, you're going
to
panic for
you're gonna
like
panic,
fucking oh,
sure, and then well, there's this panic, and then there's this acceptance.
I don't know, because remember I used to do that shit when I was a kid.
It's different when somebody's
no,
doing
yeah,
it to
it
you.
No, yeah, it is.
There was other
different.
People doing it to me.
Well,
I
again, when you're in a fight.
Like, I leaned up against the wall, and they were fucking choking me like this, and I'm just like, okay, let's pass out. This is fun. This is a high.
Yeah, it's different. It's still different.
And then fucking wake up, and it's like.
I did that too, but it's way different.
It's, yeah, he did it too. It's way yeah. different. It's fucking different when somebody's like
choking
know,
the life out of you.
Well, yeah. Here's two things about it too. Is A, if I wanted to kill you, I don't have to. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Your,
just a couple
your
more
life,
seconds.
Your yeah. life is in my hands. And two, it's a weird panic when it's pain related too, because the chokes
oh, it
hurt. It's
hurt. Yeah,
it's
it
like, oh, fuck.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know if you can see it in me too when I was getting fucking my neck wrong by that
could.
Guy.
Yeah.
And it was not so much a panic. It was just like, I need to fight
I have
this.
To
like,
figure this out.
Yeah. Because but I was going to tap. It's like, I'm going to sleep. Like, this guy will put me to sleep or I will fucking find a way out. It's one of the two. But after a while of being choked like that, with a big fucking behemoth man just dog throat, like dragging your throat against your spine a few times.
Doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you anymore. You're just like, I'm going to go to sleep then. But what he did is he accepted it. So he just laid there and he just fucking accepted it for a second. So I was like, no, you stay with me. And I went, because he went limp and his hands next to his face and his hands limp too, because he can't fight the choke no more. He knows it's in. So he's just waiting. So I grab his wrist and he's like, oh, tap, 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 tap. So just before that, because it's actually refreshing to pass out. Like you wake up refreshed. Yeah. Where he was getting ready to go out, so it's like that bliss right beforehand. All of a sudden, there's pain compliance. He's like, "God damn it!" He's like,
"Why?" It's fucked, right?
Because once you get to that point of acceptance, you're like, "Cool." Like,
I look up at the clock, and it's like 3 minutes left. And I looked at him, my hands all tied up, my left hand's all like just chilling here. And he's like choking the shit out of me, and it doesn't hurt because I'm so
desensitized
to it. I look at him and I'm like, I'm not fucking doing it. And he's like, go to sleep then. And I was like, I'm going to go to sleep then. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just watching the clock. I'm concentrating on my breathing. And I'm like,
here we go. Again, his eyes not closing, but his eyes are squeezed into the back of his head.
I feel him push his elbow open.
You can see the television.
I feel him push his elbow open. I'm like, yeah, anytime now. And then it's like, wrench, dude. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It was so fucked.
Yeah. So those are mind games that I like to play. That's a different concept because that's a little bit like
that's fucking people.
Sadist. Yeah. Like
you get enjoyment out of fucking.
Oh, it's funny as fuck. Yeah. I don't know if you got to see any of that, but I like. As soon as I don't know when he came in, I was just like, fuck yeah. Like, who's my bitch? Yeah. And he's just like, what the fuck just happened there? Like, I was on the verge of taking a nice step. Like, imagine being on the verge of falling asleep and somebody makes a clap. We're like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. But a painful pain. Clap. Yeah, pain. Yeah. Is like, oh, fuck. What the shit?
I was so ready for it because, we've put in like, almost 50 plus hours this week in jujitsu between like the kids camp and training. Our training and our fucking lifting and our yoga and everything after. I was ready to go fucking sleep. I was like, you're like, let's go, dude. You're helping me out, dude.
I'm ready for
my fucks me
nap.
Off on my nap, dude. It's so fucking.
And again,
up.
it's just bliss.
Like blue balls, man. Yeah.
He was blissfully going, too. He was just like, I see him watching the clock, and he's just like, hello, darkness, my old friend. Like, just fucking going. And I'm like, not today, motherfucker. Like,
I just wanted to point out that I think the universe is funny. Because this channel that I just been started listening to on Castbox, it's called Toltec Survivor, and it's by a guy. He's a, I believe, Native American man named Coyote the Blind.
That's cool.
But it's very, very interesting stuff. But again, spirituality, you know, stuff like that. So,
I want to talk to this guy.
Yeah, he's very cool. But he just uploaded an episode. Okay, 12 hours ago. Sorry, it was 12 hours ago. But I just got a notification for it called Gravity. Not just a good idea, it's the law.
That's fucking
get
funny.
The fuck
that's
out of crazy. Does he have anything about like old ancient Indian fucking like Wendigos and shit like that?
Shapeshifters, it's anything so, like that? I'm assuming you've never heard of Toltecs. Like the Toltec people. So
no.
Toltec people, it's kind of hard to describe. And listening to him, I'm getting more and more information about it. But they were like not a society or a civilization. They were people that we don't really know where they came from, how they learned what they knew, what they did, but they shared their information. And that information got dispersed all throughout the Americas, like South American, Native American culture, North American, Native American culture, all that stuff. So it was pretty interesting to listen to, but it's all about spirituality and connection of like a lot of the weird teachings that are all over the planet.
Yeah.
Kind of like I've been telling you that I think all of this shit that we're all figuring out, all little bits and pieces of it are true, and you got to figure out where it all puts
dots,
together. Yeah,
connect the dots like the old fucking.
Yep, and this dude does a good version of it, but it's he tells a story. He's a storyteller, and I like stories, so it's pretty cool.
Nope.
Yeah, Toltec Survivor. He's a small channel like us. He's got 38 subscribers,
nice.
22 episodes, but I just found him and. He started podcasting in 2017.
Dope, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So, that was the only mind games, by the way, I played on YouTube. The rest of it you just did to yourself.
No, I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't? I didn't do anything. I just had a conversation with you.
I still feel good that I fucking shocked you a little bit today. So.
With what?
my one arm bench press of you.
Well, so
you
this
are not, I mean, you're small in stature. But,
so I see that doesn't count because
it does count. Don't
really,
take that away from me. Taking it away,
bro. So get this: we're fucking grappling, right? And this fucky's laying there, and I'm like, come around the corner. And he takes his arm and he stiff arms me and he pushes me off of him. I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? Like, this is, and he's like looking at me. He sits up a little bit more. And almost like the picture of like Galileo or whatever they were drawing where he's the fingers out and the naked guy in the clouds and whatnot. But he's here and he just sits up all sensually and like staring at me like, what's this?
Dude, this weird fucking power came over me and I'm like,
well, I'm 265 like pounds. Superman, so I'm not a little guy. And he's like holding me up. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's not moving. He's just holding me up with one arm, mind you. And like, okay, so I just threw his legs out of the way and like laying on top of him. But there was a second I was like, what is this? Is this a new move? Are you doing something different? But no, he was just like power pressing me like a Turkish get up.
It felt fucking good though, because like all the weight training we've been doing, I just like I set up with him and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop right
like,
here.
And he just
like,
held me like
that.
Yeah,
I was like just holding him. I was like, this is fucking great right here.
Like he felt like he'd done it. Like he's like, I made it.
I've accomplished something today.
I'm at the top of the mountain. Like, where do I go now? Like, I've done it.
I've reached the pinnacle.
Yeah, I was like, well, what is this? Like, I don't quite understand what you're doing.
Well, the
right
reason
now.
I did it is because the other night rolling, there's a guy in here that's about like 240, and I fucking pressed him up with one arm, and I stood all the way up, and I was like, God damn, dude, we've been working out. This shit's like been working like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so, no, I was definitely questioning what you were doing.
I questioned what I was doing.
Yeah,
I was like, what am I doing?
I had one of those nights where when you show up, I hope I can pee like that. Where I show up and I'm like, yeah, I don't know how I feel, and it's like I'm God today.
Yeah,
every single person will bow to my mercy.
Well, look at all the training we've been doing.
Yeah,
not only fucking for the body, but
so
for
in
the mind.
2 weeks' time. I am down 20 pounds.
Yep.
And in 2 weeks' time, like, let me show you something real quick. And I'm not going to post it in the chat, but I'll show you.
2 weeks' time, I'm down 12.
Damn. But... Yeah. That says something, how hard that we're training. And, of course, I'm eating right, too. But,
yeah, of course we got to be eating right.
Yeah, so we're eating right. We're training hard. We're actually prepping for combat. You're competing here soon.
Yep.
But, and I can see a difference on if you can. This picture was taken
3 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Not even a full 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's different already.
Yeah.
Your cheeks are less full. Your chins and neck's thinner.
Yeah. And this one as well.
Yep.
Again, I've lost 20 pounds.
That was when you were on your way back, right?
On the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Between...
You guys were sleeping on the way there?
Yeah. They both fell asleep in the bag.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't last on road trips.
Oh.
I'm fucking, I'm out.
So
you've been fucking rocking out with your cockas.
We did all the way home.
Yeah, we had fun. In 2 weeks I lost 20 pounds. That's how hard I've been pushing, man. I've been fucking hammering this.
And so. I've been this fucking hammer dummy.
Yeah, he's been the hammer. He's the anvil to
But you know what that fucking means? Competition's going to be easy for me.
Yeah, suffer in practice, live fucking like a king on
Got
the podium
some fucking
in first place.
265-pound fucking monster.
Gorilla.
Brown belt fucking beating on me every night. Purple belts ain't going to touch me. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We got some big things coming up.
Probably.
But I think...
Yeah. I can't wait to compete. I'm so fucking
so
stoked.
So this thing cuts off right about 2 hours. I think we're good, though. I think this was a productive podcast. I think we finally got to have a conversation. People could see that I could be rational and that you can be a little
nuts. But there's so much more to the flat earth.
Well, I'm sure we've only touched the surface.
Yeah.
The surface of the globe.
Didn't you see the ironic... flat earth group that said we have members all around the globe.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Now you know how I feel.
Some moron hacked that.
No, we all know that's true. It's probably the leader of the organization.
They tell you in plain sight all the time.
Yeah, they do, that the flat earth guys love the members around the globe.
They indoctrinate you with the globe and movies and TV.
Man, whatever you're smoking.
You see a globe every day when you open your phone. It's the fucking little internet thing.
The idea is that you're connected to the world with the internet.
No, it's fucking indoctrination, bro.
Why would they have to do that? They could do it in school. They don't have to go to school.
They do that too, to keep it going. I'm telling you.
Bless your heart.
I know.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Like it.
Achoo.
Kazoom tie. All right, guys. Well, I know Jules and David Cameron, you guys weren't here long, but thank you for stopping by. That's it, man. You guys got anything to say?
Yeah, flat Earth. Look into it.
The Earth is round.
Don't listen to this fucking.
We all know it.
Don't listen to this cracker ass.
Okay, even with the information you got, what way are you leaning so far?
Me?
Yes.
He's still looking into it even more.
Well, again, there's rational talk on both sides, I guess.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I have not experienced enough of the world to have a good rational viewpoint on this at all.
Okay.
I have not.
Well, I'm sure you and I will get to travel together.
I've seen one ocean. I've been to a couple different states. I've flown on an airplane, but I didn't have mindset.
Yeah.
To question.
Just watching. Just kind of you're experiencing then, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Back then, I was just fucking, oh, I'm going to a job. I'm going to sit on this fucking airplane and drink my Jack and Coke. Yeah, I was literally that guy just fucking bumping along. So, yeah. I didn't pay attention to shit.
Yeah. All right, guys. But appreciate you. We'll talk to everybody later.
Take it easy.